Thank you for joining us this Tuesday on Hope for Today with Pastor Doug Solomon. And the title of our message today is called Living as Exiles. It comes from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 1 through 23. And today we're going to read from verse 1 through verse 14. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day, and we thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe from Cyclone Freddy. We thank you, Lord, for the rain. We thank you, Lord, that you kept us safe from the high winds. And Lord, we just thank you for being with Mauritius and for keeping Mauritius safe. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters on neighboring islands, such as Reunion, as well as the country of Madagascar. Lord, as they are in the path of Cyclone Freddy, we pray, Lord, for your hand upon them, that you will keep them safe. We pray, Lord, that the storm will not be as fierce as it was when it came through here. But Lord, we just thank you that there were no loss of life, as far as we know, from this morning's reports. But Lord, we just thank you that the damage was minimal. Lord, we just want to thank you for looking after us through the night. We thank you at midnight, the winds were almost still and calm. But we thank you for the rain this morning. And we thank you for giving us another day. So Lord, we ask you be with me today as I bring forth this podcast out of Jeremiah chapter 29, that you will give me the words and the wisdom to bring forth what you'd have us to hear today. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So let's look at the scripture. It's going to be a two-part message. Part one is today and part two is tomorrow, with the latter half of Jeremiah 29. So beginning with verse 1, it says, "This is the text, or the writing, of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the surviving elders among the exiles, and to the priests, and to the prophets, and to all other people. Nebuchadnezzar had carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon." And then it gives a list of names, and I'm not very good with those. So I will try not to, I'll do the best I can. It says, this was after King Jehoiachin and the queen mother, the court's officials, the leaders of Judea and Jerusalem. The craftsmen and the artisans had gone into exile from Jerusalem. Now it talks about, it says, Jeremiah entrusted the letter to Elisha, son of Shaphan, and to Jeremiah, son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judea, sent to King Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. It is said, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. He tells them these instructions. He says, build houses, settle down, plant gardens, eat what they produce. Isn't that amazing? The foundations of what it means. Even though they were in exile, God was giving them clear instructions. He said, build houses, settle down, plant gardens, and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. He tells them here, increase in your numbers. Therefore, do not decrease. Also, seek peace and prosperity of the city to which I've carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets or the diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word today. We thank you how powerful it is today. The promises you gave to Israel living in exile. The promises that are there for us today. I believe that the book of Jeremiah 29:11, especially the one that says, the plans I have for you, it's to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope in a future. That's the promise you have for us today. But we must call upon you. We must come and pray to you, and we know that you will listen to us. We must seek you with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our being. And your promise says, you will be found. So Lord, we pray you will give me words and wisdom as we continue with this broadcast today. Thank you. God bless. Amen. So let's take a look at this. So it's a letter or a text. We say text. It's not a text on a phone, but you can imagine the writing, the letter we have described here was written, sent by Prophet Jeremiah, sent to the surviving elders that were in exile, to the priests, the prophets, and all other people. And it mentions that it was, I think it mentions that it was sent on to Nebuchadnezzar in Babylon. We think of all of this writing. It's very specific to the nation of Israel. The writing is very specific to them. Because one, he says, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. He gives them instructions to build houses, to settle down. You know, when we think of exiles, we think of today, we think of refugee camps. We think of exiles that are living in very poor conditions. But here God gives the nation of Israel instructions to build houses and to settle down. Not something temporary, not just a little plastic over to shade you from the sun. He told them to build houses, to put down roots, to settle down. The other instruction he gives, he says, plant gardens and eat what they produce. He told them to make sure that they ate well, that they planted for the future. They planted gardens. They could harvest vegetables. They could harvest whatever they need to survive. Even in the environment there, they were exiles, but they could live very well because God told them what to do. He says, marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so that they too may have sons and daughters. He gave a specific instruction. He didn't say live together. He says to find wives that they would marry, that they would have children, sons and daughters with an S. Not one, but sons and daughters. He was telling them in the next part of that verse, he says, increase in numbers, therefore do not decrease. You would think in exile, populations decrease due to poverty, due to lack of basic necessities, due to disease, famine. But here we see God giving specific instructions. Build a house, settle down, plant a garden, eat what they produce. He was telling them to survive. He was telling them to continue on having children, finding wives, daughters in marriage, wives for their sons, that they too would have children, sons and daughters. So he wanted the nation of Israel to increase, even though they were in exile. He gives another instruction in verse 7. He says, also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I've carried you into exile. If we look at the world today, how much different would it be if people that were in exile or people of different ethnic groups would learn to live in harmony? Maybe not the word to use, but they would live side by side. Just because of differences, it didn't mean that the nation of Israel could not live side by side. He told them to seek peace and prosperity of the city, the well-being of the city, because it was their city. It's where they lived, it's where they built houses, they planted gardens. They would eat, their families would grow and increase in numbers. They needed peace and they needed prosperity. They needed the economy to move forward. We think prosperity, we have to be very careful that we don't think about it. It's not all about money. It doesn't say there that you, for them to get rich. It said whatever they do, they will prosper in. So think about it today. It's amazing. God gave specific instructions. He says, pray to the Lord for it. Because if the city prospers, you too will prosper. If the city's in ruins, how will you survive? How will you be able to buy things to build your house? How will you be able to buy seeds to plant a garden? And how will you be able to provide for your family? If the city prospers, then the individuals here would prosper. The same goes for today when we see cities where people have their own agendas. Many, many cities in America, the inner cities are dying because people are moving out. Businesses are going under because people no longer go into the cities. Because of crime, they no longer go into the cities only for work. And then they live out in the suburbs. But in recent years, there's been a transition from the suburbs or the outskirts of the city where people are moving to the city. So there's a change, a demographic change. And hopefully the city will prosper again. But the writer goes on and tells us, yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and the diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you have encouraged them to have. They are people who are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. Very specific there. God does not send people to promote lies. All we have to do is back up what people are saying with the Word of God. If it doesn't line up, then it's not from God. You know, I said the other day about a pastor preaching from the pulpit, or people that you listen to on podcasts. Sometimes they say things that aren't from God. You know, it's easy to say things, and we have to be very careful as pastors, as preachers or teachers of the word, that we study, that we learn. Here God was telling them not to listen to the prophets. Now we remember, we have to think about it. Jeremiah was a prophet, but he was sent by God. These other people were prophets, self-ordained, we say. I would use that word, the modern word, self-ordained. They were prophesying, saying these things. You know, one of the things we hear a lot about today is prosperity. Prosperity, if you give $100 or $1,000 seed of faith, then God will bless you 10 times that amount. That's not scriptural. It's not there. And I'm not going down that road, but I'm just giving you a modern day example. The name it, claim it. Those kinds of things, they're not from God. But God does remind them to seek Him out, to pray to Him, and God would provide. We'll see a little bit later in the scripture. But I want us to think about that. These people were lying, but they were using Jesus or God's name. Today we hear people use Jesus' name so quickly to promote this or that. It's ironic, the world we live in today. They say this, but they do something else. Or they say this just so they can get rich. They name it, claim it, prosperity. But think about it. The word does say prosper. So let's go on and we'll follow it. God says to them, it says, this is what the Lord says in verse 10. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my gracious promise to bring you back to this place. He was going to restore them, but they would have to wait 70 years. It's a specific time. Throughout the Bible, numbers are mentioned. I believe they were there to let us know the length of time. Can you imagine being in exile for 70 years? But He gave them a promise. God promised them that He would fulfill that promise. It was a gracious promise of God to restore the nation of Israel. He was going to bring them back. Now, verse 11 is the one I want to look at. It says, for I know the plans I have for you. So God has a plan for you and I today. He had a plan for the nation of Israel. How do we know that? Because it says, He declares the Lord. The Lord declared this. He said, plans to prosper you. Prosper you means whatever you put your hands to, God is going to prosper it. God is going to bless it. He won't harm you. God is not there to harm us. God is there to protect us. He says, plans to give you hope and a future. He gave Israel the hope of being restored. He gives us the hope today. And He has a future for each and every one of us. But He tells them, He says, then you will call upon my name and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. Praise the Lord for this. It stands out what the world needs to hear today. We have to call upon God. Sometimes we have to confess. You know, especially if we've gone our own way. Even in exile, people were still going their own way. They were listening to the false prophets. They were listening to these, what were they called? They were listening to the diviners. They were putting stock in these dreams. They were encouraging them. You know, we live in a world today where, you know, we sometimes listen to the latest self-help. But the Bible tells us here that our help comes from the Lord. We need to call upon Him. We need to come to Him. And we need to pray to Him. And you know what? God will listen to us. He might not answer us the way that we want. He might not answer right away. Sometimes we have to wait. I think of the nation of Israel was 70 years. Many, many prayers went up saying, Lord, why 70 years? But God did deliver them at the 70 years. But we have to seek the Lord with all our heart, with all our mind. We have to earnestly seek Him. That's what He was telling them here. He said, when you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you. We have to be sincere. We have to be honest and humble. Humble ourselves before Almighty God. And it says here, declares the Lord. He said, I will be found by you. You heard me mention about the prodigal son that came home. He said, this is my son that was lost, but now he's found. There are many, many people out there in the world today that are lost. But Jesus is calling today. Jesus is reaching out. Jesus is telling us to call upon His name, to pray to Him, and He will listen. We need to seek Him. We will find Him, but we must seek Him with our whole heart today. He gave Israel the promise that He would bring them back from captivity. We have the same promise today, that if we were held captive by sin, that God can redeem us. God can bring us back in right relationship with Him. If we've gone astray and walked away from Him, God can restore us today. But He reminds them here, He says, I will gather you from all the nations and places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. He's declaring, He's making a statement here. For us today, when I read that scripture, it reminds us that one, He's going to bring us out of captivity. He will gather you from all nations. It means no nation in the world today will be left out. The gift of God, of God's redemption, is for everyone. Whatever nation you're from, whatever people group you are from, whatever language you speak, it tells us, I will gather you from all nations and places. There are many, many countries and many, many little countries and big countries and nations and cities and towns I've never heard of before. But the writer tells us here, all of them, nations and places where they've been banished, declares the Lord, I will bring you back to the place from where I carried you into exile. He was going to restore them. God can restore us. It's very simple, very plain. So let's take a break here, and we'll pick up tomorrow with verse 15, with part 2 of Jeremiah 29, living as an exile. Shall we pray? Our gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this letter that was written from the prophet Jeremiah. We thank you, Lord, even though it was written directly to the nation of Israel, those in exile. It's relevant to us today because the same God, this Lord God Almighty, the God of Israel, is the same God for you and I today. He's not changed. He's given us a hope. You know, we can live in the world today and we can know that God will provide. God will look after us. God will bring us back home. Sometimes we think we're living in exile or in the wilderness. Sometimes it takes 40 years or even 70 years before we realize that, you know what? God is our only hope today. God has a plan for you and I. He gives us hope and a future. Even if it's been 10, 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years, whatever, God still has a plan for you and I. We just have to seek Him out. We have to call upon the mighty name of Jesus today. We need to come to Him and we need to pray and seek His face earnestly. We need to seek Him with all our heart, with all of our being today. And He's quick to forgive. He's quick to forget. It's not about being rich and having lots of money in the bank when we think of prosperity. That's not what the writer was saying here. The writer is letting us know in Jeremiah 29 that it is God who provides. Because it can be here today and gone tomorrow. We can wake up tomorrow and the stock market is gone. But God seeks and provides for those who love Him, those who serve Him. It's not about possessions. It's not about status. He reminds the nation of Israel that they need to live in peace. He also reminds them give me one moment. He reminds them that He would provide for them. He would give them what they needed. You know, we live in a world today where there's so much, people want this and want that. They think it's all about status. But God wants us today to live in this world that we live in, to live in peace, to live in harmony with our brothers and sisters. To those that don't know You as their personal Savior around the world, due to situation, due to different faiths, a religious background. You know, we don't need to go to war like some of them go to war. It's sad when you think about that. Many, many nations go to war over it. But the Bible tells us that we should seek peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into. We never know where the Lord will send us. But we should be peacemakers, even in exile. Sometimes going abroad in some countries, it could be sort of like exile when you don't know the language, you don't know the people or the culture. It's sort of like we're foreigners. But you know, today we're passing through, we're sojourners. Our citizenship is in heaven. Whether we live in this country or that country, we have a citizenship identifying that country. But as Christians, we are promised the citizenship in heaven. We are promised to be sons and daughters. So if you're living in exile today, God has a plan for you, declares the Lord, a plan to prosper you, to provide for you, not to harm you. He has a plan to give you hope and a future, but we have to call upon Him today. If there be those that don't know the Lord as their personal Savior, today can be that day. All you have to do is confess. As the writer says, we need to call upon God, that's confess. We need to come close to God and we need to pray. Pray to God. And God will listen. We need to seek Him out. And we will find Him. People are seeking today in all the wrong places. They're seeking it in their job, in their status, in their possessions, how big their house is, all of these things, something to define them. But in Christ, we are defined as sons and daughters of the Most High God. But we have to seek Him with our whole heart. It has to be all or nothing. So the Lord gives us that promise in Jeremiah that we can live as exiles, but we can live with the power and the strength of Almighty God. He gave them a promise. He was going to restore them. He was going to gather them from all the nations. And He would bring them back to the place which they were carried into exile. God would bring them back to Jerusalem, and they would be restored. But it's not all that. There's more in Jeremiah 29, and we'll talk about it tomorrow. But Lord, we thank You for this word. We thank You that You have a hope for us and a future. We ask Your blessing upon us this day. We call upon You. We pray. We know that You listen. We seek Your face today. We seek You in a great and mighty way. We seek You with our whole heart. We ask it in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So thank you for joining us on this Tuesday on Hope for Today with Pastor Doug Solomon. And we thank you for listening. And we look forward to joining you with part two of Jeremiah 29, Living as an Exile. God bless and have a great day.